Good morning. Very warm welcome to you this morning. Thank you for coming to worship God. On the right-hand side of your bulletin in the church calendar box, you'll see the announcements that need to be made. We are continuing our Bible study in 2 Timothy on Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. We start at 6:30 with a light meal. Please come if you can and join us. Join us for our fellowship around the tables with a light meal and then for Bible study and a time of prayer. The next family fellowship luncheon, you know what? I didn't take the month of May off of there, but it does say June the 19th. So the next one is for the month of June. It's for June the 19th. And Embers to a Flame will not meet this afternoon, but will continue next Sunday afternoon. At the bottom of your bulletin on the right-hand side, you'll see question 72 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And question 72 says, what is forbidden in the seventh commandment? And the answer is, our call to worship this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. It's in the bulletin. Would you read it with me responsively? Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, please stand and let's sing together the doxology.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the confidence to enter into your presence that you have given us by the blood of Jesus, who made a substitutionary atoning sacrifice for sinners, and now is our great high priest who makes intercession for us at the throne of God. May we draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, holding fast the confession of our hope without wavering. And may we consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, even by our meeting together for worship. And may we encourage one another as we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 30. O God, our help in ages past. Would you please stand if you are able, and let's sing stanzas 1 through 4 and 7. Join me and let us confess our common faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Glory be to the Father. thank you, and you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our great and faithful God, we thank you that Jesus came into the world and the world was made through him, and that he came to his own people, and even though his own people did not receive him, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. We pray that you would dispel the darkness and death in our souls. Forgive us of our sins of self-centeredness and selfish indulgence. Forgive us for offering lip service to you while our hearts are far from you. We pray for the sick and the suffering. We pray for those who are ministering to them. We pray that you will give healing in accordance with your perfect will. We pray for those who are shut in, homebound. We pray for Martha Davis, for Mozella Perkins, and for Bonnie, for Mary Ellen Lovelady, for Lanice Badley, for Bess White, for Bertha McCullough. We pray that you would brighten their days with a sense of your presence as they seek you, and that we may consider ways to stir them up to serve you by prayer and good works. We pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ, wherever the Word of God is preached faithfully and truly. We pray that through the Holy Spirit and the Word, you would build up the body of Christ and increase it in number. We pray for missionaries of Christ all over the world, and particularly for the ones that we support, including the Bowlings in Mexico, and the chaplains with MTW, the Davilas in Costa Rica, the Dahogues in North Africa, the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and Jim and Karen Romaine in New York City. For those in the midst of danger, we pray for safety. We pray for all of them to be encouraged and for their needs to be supplied. And we pray for fruit. We pray for the increase of the kingdom of Jesus Christ through them as they carry the gospel. We pray that in our meeting now, that Jesus Christ may be lifted up and honored, and that through the ministry of the Word of God, we may be brought to know Him better and to be built up in our faith. We commit the singing of the hymns, the special music, the reading of the Scriptures, and the exposition of it to you for your blessing upon it. We ask these things for Jesus' sake. Amen. Responsive reading from the Psalms today comes from Psalm 18, verses 1 through 19. That can be found on page 789 in the back of your Trinity hymn book. So would you please turn there with me and let's read from Psalm 18, 1 through 19, responsively. I love you, O Lord, my strength. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
I call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
The cords of death entangled me, the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me.
The cords of the grave fall around me, the snares of death around
me. In my distress I called to the Lord, I cried to my God for help. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountain shook. They trembled because he was angry.
Fire came from his mouth.
He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under His feet. He made darkness His covering, His canopy around Him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. The valleys of the sea were exposed and the foundations of the earth laid bare. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. Our next hymn is number 449. So would you please turn to 449, and if you are able, please stand and let's sing, "We Rest on Thee."
Thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the way that this church has been provided for through the offerings of its people. And we pray for them, for the ones who faithfully give. We pray that you would let them know the blessing of giving. For you have said that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we pray that you would use these offerings to build up the church here and to increase the kingdom of Jesus Christ, even unto the uttermost parts of the earth, for it's in His name that we pray. Amen. The message this morning comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, and this is what it says. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. This is the Word of God. These are Jesus' final words in Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. The grass withers, the flower fades, the Word of God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.